show today, Randy Sainer, UNL Extension agent. Randy, I forgot your title, so fill me in on that again.
So I'm a livestock educator for...
livestock educator. I need to stamp that in my brain.
Agent's fine. That's what we used to be called, but livestock educator.
Extension agent, you're okay with that? Livestock educator. Okay, so we got some educator to do for poultry producers coming up here, and you want to talk about a backyard poultry seminar you have coming up in Kearney and North Platte at the end of next week.
Yes, Kearney on May 2nd and North Platte on May 3rd, and we're going to start at 10 o'clock. Basically, the idea was to try to get with a lot of backyard producers with poultry, and with the avian flu and things like that coming through and all the geese and cranes that come through North Platte and Kearney, we need to make sure that we have those chickens or that poultry in a pen and not out free ranging, because free ranging, if there's ducks around and they actually defecate, go to the bathroom, they can spread that disease to chickens, and it's highly, it'll kill most of them pretty fast. And so what happens if you get it, you're supposed to call the State Department of Ag. They come out and they will depopulate everything. Usually about half of them have already died because it's a very it's a strong disease that kills native poultry.
It spreads quickly and easily. Yes. And the only solution right now with avian flu is to kill the whole flock, right?
Yeah. They're working on a vaccine, which I think will be help us in the future. But yeah, that's the thing. The reason we do that is because we don't want it to spread, because it's easily spread to other poultry operations. And it also can be spread to humans, and so we want to be careful of that. In most cases, it's not, but we've had two or three humans get it from poultry. So, you know, if your chickens do get sick, you might want to wear a mask and just use some disease management, in fact, and not be walking somebody else's backyard with poultry. So those are the kind of things we'll talk about a little bit, because we got a thing from Don Reynolds. He's our poultry extension veterinarian specialist. And so he's going to talk a little bit about diseases and keeping your poultry healthy. And then I've got Sheila Purdom is going to talk mainly about grading and selling eggs. And then I have Brett Kreifels will talk a little bit about housing and feeding your backyard flock. Brett has his own flock close to Omaha, so he's pretty well. And then budgeting and pricing with Shannon Sands. And then we're going to have Barb Beatty from Lexington, who sells a lot of eggs, talk about her operation and how she mitigates diseases and is careful to take care of her.
We're getting more people, aren't we, with egg prices being as they are, that are trying to get a small flock of poultry and so they can produce their own eggs and not have to get the high prices at the stores, right?
Yeah, I actually have some of my own, so I've had them for a couple of years, and they've done fine. And I just noticed my neighbor across the way has got some. They got roosters. You're not really supposed to have roosters in the town of North Platte. That's kind of against regulation. But I think there is a few around. But there's a lot of people getting chickens because of the price of eggs. Now, the thing that
they usually is a small group, pretty easy to take care of, or
they are. You know, you got to clean the pen. I've cleaned my pen. I use it in my garden. Some of the manure and stuff. You want to heat it up before. You can also use it in your flower beds and stuff. But you want it to heat up so it kills the bacteria before you put it on your garden.
Right.
But, yeah, it's pretty simple. The big thing is the cost. A lot of people don't realize the cost per egg when you have your own, and it might be the same as what you're paying for at the store. But some people like it I just like it for just – it keeps me – make sure I get out, check things out with them every night.
Obviously. You got to feed them. Yeah, part of the cost. What else is there involved?
Basically, feed and water.
Water.
Yeah. Now, they will do some grazing. So sometimes I will mow my lawn as long as I don't put a lot of herbicides on my lawn. If I do, I wouldn't give it to them. But I don't put any, basically. But I'll mow my lawn and give them my grass clippings, and they'll basically recycle them pretty well. So they're not too.
They like the clippings.
Yeah, they like the grass.
Yeah, they don't have to chew as hard, maybe then, huh?
Yeah.
Or use their beaks as much, right?
And it reduces the amount of feed they eat too. So there is some advantages to that. But if you're putting a lot of herbicide in your lawn, I would not feed them to your chickens because it could get into your eggs.
So. Yeah. So this will be a good seminar for them. And the Kearney seminar is next Friday, May 2nd. Yes. Need to register by the 28th. That's just on Monday, looks like. You can call the extension office there in Kearney at 308-236-1235. It is $25. That does include a meal.
Right.
And pretty much the same for North Platte, except for you just call out to the extension office here in town for the Saturday, May 3rd seminar. And that's your number is 308-532-2683. Right.
Right. And we're also offering it by Zoom on the Saturday session.
Right. So if you prefer doing it at home, in the comfort of your house on your computer.
Yeah. And we will record it, so people that could not watch it during that day could watch the recording. So.
Okay. $25 fee, we emphasize that. And again, Lincoln Logan McPherson Extension Office, if you'd like to sign up for that, $25 either way if you attend in person or do the online option there, 308-532-2683, and you will learn a lot of things about poultry. So there is that. And then you wanted to mention the beef quality assurance program.
We have a beef quality assurance, a couple programs, May 27th in Imperial at 4 p.m. Mountain Time, and then in North Platte on May 28th at the Research Center at 4 p.m. Central Time. And it's like about an hour and a half, 2 hour course. So basically producers can come get certified in beef quality assurance, and that we found that you get a little higher prices if you're certified for that. And it's just basically talking about proper injections and making sure that you have a wholesome product to sell to producers, which everybody does, but this just certifies it, so it makes a little more for a lot. Today's consumers want certification type programs.
You get more money when you take them to market then if they're certified?
In some cases we've seen we've seen more.
Like how much more
would
you get?
It's like $4 a hundredweight. So it's not
per
a lot,
hundredweight.
But it adds up.
Every little bit helps.
Right.
For sure.
And it also it just says something about your operation that you're doing the things right. So
you're going that extra mile, which really doesn't take that much, too, because this is probably, how long are these workshops?
That one's about a couple hours, hour and a half, 2 hours, basically. Okay. And it just talks about management of stuff.
So 4 to 6, basically, in Imperial on Tuesday, May 27th, and Wednesday, the 28th, out at the West Central Research and Extension Center. How do you pronounce? Do you go like WC Rec?
Yeah,
Reek on that now.
Yeah, it is
when you're adding the education aspect.
Extra E, right?
Yeah, it's West Central Reek.
Yep,
Research, Education and Extension Center, and Wednesday the 28th, you can take that beef quality assurance. Is that like a class or?
It's a certification through. Through us that actually through the cattlemen's help support it too, as well as the Beef Industry Council also helps.
So you're taking a class and then they certify you.
You get a card for 3 years.
Okay.
And then you re-up every 3 years. So
That's a good deal. Just a little couple of years more often than your driver's license. Good deal. They want to register. I see they can go to BQA. UNL.edu/events. Probably have a link at the extension website too, I'm guessing.
Yeah, we'll have it on the extension website also.
So which is what?
LLM.UNL.edu. Ours is real easy.
The county's initials first.
And then we have also have a website, beef.unl.edu. It's probably on there too. So.
You can just Google beef quality assurance, Nebraska, and it'll probably come up and easily can get signed up for that. Do those cost anything?
They do.
You
have to send it in to the university. It is. I think it's 45. I'm thinking.
Okay.
It doesn't have it on there, but yes, it's. it's like your driver's license, right? Get certified and you have to pay a fee to get your license.
So. But if you, like you said, you get certified and you get, you know, extra per hundred weight and all that, I mean, if you're regularly taking cattle to market, you're going to make up the cost in that in a hurry, I would imagine.
Yeah, it doesn't take long, and it just some packers are actually requiring it for feedlots right now. Mm-hmm. Cow-calf people, it doesn't, but eventually they may require it for cow-calf, so this just gets mm-hmm. you ahead of the thing so that mm-hmm. you're ready to go when they do require it.
Livestock educator with the UNL Extension Center here in North Platte. Randy Sainer's been our guest. Anything else you want to mention before you head out?
No, just pray that we get rain.
We need some.
It is dry, and you know, we're going to see some reduction in grass growth if we don't start getting some rain.
Yeah, it just means we have to be spending more time looking for people that are getting rain to find some hay to feed our livestock, right?
Yeah. And it may reduce the number of cows you can put out on a place for a length of time. So we're just hoping
they don't get as fat and don't bring as much when you take them to the livestock markets, right?
Yeah. Last fall we found people had. Their calves were about 23 pounds lighter than normal, and everybody I talked to said that. And remember what we had? Yeah. We had that drought there in the fall, so it had an effect.
Makes a big difference. Randy, thanks a lot, and we'll catch up with you down the line, okay?
Sounds good.
Randy Sainer's been our guest on Mugs.